Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's June 15th, 2021, and this is episode 97 of the Context and Clarity podcast. If you're new to the podcast, you need to know that my goal, the reason that I record these episodes every day, is to inspire you to start the thought process and to spark conversation, maybe even to stir the pot sometimes. I want you to think about and to explore these topics even further, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. Yesterday, we kicked off a week of discussing creating momentum by asking, where do your best ideas come from? If we're going to create momentum, it's got to start with something, right? We're talking about creating change, generating movement. So what drives that change? Do your best ideas become the catalyst for that change? Yesterday, I talked about my 2019 goal to read 12 books and how that turned into almost 30 books that year. That effort has stuck. In fact, it turned into an annual goal, and many of my best ideas come from the connecting of dots from all kinds of different books on all kinds of different subjects. Let's face it, those ideas help me create challenges and trainings. They help me in my coaching and consulting with clients, and they help me host Context and Clarity every day. So I guess mine come to me in the shower. I talked about that yesterday too, but really they begin from synthesizing what I read. Where do your best ideas come from? If you didn't get a chance to join in this discussion yesterday, or maybe you just want to dig deeper into this topic, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to episode 96. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. Now, even if you're not a Facebook person, I'd still encourage you to make the Entree Architect Community Facebook group the one place that you do go on Facebook. In fact, I have an easy link that you might be interested in. I use it to take me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, that link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's it. It's super simple and it takes you right there. So think about joining the group and think about adding to the live conversations that we have every weekday afternoon. Now, today at 4 p.m. Eastern, we'll build on what we started yesterday. This week is all about creating momentum. I worry that today's topic may not be an obvious fit into that theme. So let me start with a question, and then I'll explain. The question is, where do you connect with people? Again, it may not seem completely obvious what connecting with people has to do with momentum. So let me explain. yesterday, I mentioned both Mark Schaefer's book, Cumulative Advantage, and Stephen Johnson's Where Do Good Ideas Come From? Mark will be our special guest Thursday for Context and Clarity Live. Both authors write about the need for ideas to percolate and be tested, and both authors write about the power of the richness that comes from discussing your ideas with other people, especially if those people are different from you. Maybe they have a different cultural experience, or live in a different place, or simply have a different job. Essentially, they're talking about getting out of your own bubble and giving your ideas the room to grow. The past 15 or 16 months have been intriguing, I guess maybe ironic, in that it was both really easy to isolate ourselves in our own bubbles, and really easy to connect with people we probably wouldn't have connected with otherwise, using Zoom or Teams or whatever platform you prefer. Maybe one question I should ask is, where did you connect with people before the pandemic? Did you go to networking events or industry meetups, chamber mixers? One of my favorites in Indianapolis, and I know there are lots of chapters around the world, is Creative Mornings. It's a breakfast lecture series for creatives of all sorts. Another place to connect might be a mastermind group. And what else am I forgetting? I know I've got to be leaving something out. But where did you connect prior to March of 2020? Now, of course, we also need to ask, where did you connect during the pandemic when things were shut down? And then where will you connect now that things are beginning to open back up? Context and Clarity might be one of those places. CNC and Entree Architect community member Christian Nielsen has hosted virtual co-working spaces throughout the pandemic. I'm still fascinated by Christian's brainchild. So whether it was pre, during, or post-pandemic, the question is, where are you connecting with people and sharing ideas? To take an idea from where do good ideas come from, where are you discovering the adjacent possibilities? The adjacent possible is discovered when two seemingly different ideas meet each other and combine or shape a new idea that wasn't possible before. According to Stephen Johnson, that's one of the main sources of all the innovation that's taken hold throughout history. It's also one of the reasons connecting with other people is so necessary. So back to the question, where do you connect with people? Join me this morning at 9 a.m. on the Clubhouse app or this afternoon in the Entree Architect Community Facebook group for our Context and Clarity conversation, and let's see where this goes. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you, and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m. I host Context and Clarity Conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and this sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure. And when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.